dreams can come from different levels. Depending on the assemblage point at which the person's conscious mind is functioning, there are different organizing principles. The dream is actually an interference pattern between the level of the unconscious and the level of consciousness that is then vectored by the superconscious. So as one has integrated the lower unconscious, the dreams tend to come from higher and higher levels. Different organizing principles become activated and become part of this pattern. So the dreams tend to take one on a journey to the higher symbolic, the archetypal plane, and then beyond. So one may still get dreams for a long time after the lower unconscious is purified, but they will be a different kind of dream with different messages. They will be teaching dreams instead of nightmares, for example. And they will have a slightly different function. The dream may actually come to you in order to help someone else. And the dream may deal with the collective. They deal with ever larger levels of reality that one is now involved in serving. And the dreams will no longer come eventually in coded scenarios, but will come as straight information. Sometimes in words and sometimes in a flash of intuition that contains a huge amount of information. And sometimes there will still be dreams of another kind to help one to deal with, let's say, collective anxieties in the Sangha or in one's family or in one's immediate circle of care, in which one must become aware of some danger. So there are many kinds of dreams, and it's not a simple answer. But indeed, the dreams will help one on one's journey, regardless of wherever one is on that journey. Information will come during sleep when the ego filter, the sensor, is gone. There is a much more direct connection. And when there is ultimate unity of spirit with conscious mind, then it is simply a matter of recognizing that all of this is a dream.